Good morning. How's everyone today? Great. All right, how many more days before Christmas? Anybody got that one? You guys try to kindergartners. What do you got? How many more days before Christmas? How many? 14. That sounds about right. Okay, how many more school days before we're out for Christmas? Eighth grade. You don't know? Count it out. Middle school doesn't know? You're kind of interesting. Why don't you know? How many more school days before we're gone for Christmas? 10. That includes today then. Yes. Okay, so 9 if you've already counted today as you're already here. All right? Great. So now let's talk about today's feast day. What is today's feast day? Who knows today's feast day? Why are we here? Mary. Yes, it's about Mary. What about Mary? Who knows? Way in the back. Yeah. So when Angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, you're going to have Jesus, okay? Nope, that's March 15th. That's the Annunciation. That was in the gospel. I got that, but nope. It's okay, way in the back. Yeah, in the back pew there. It's the Immaculate Conception. Very good. All right, who's the baby in the Immaculate Conception and who's the mom? Right up here. Mary's who? Which one, mom or baby? Mom. Nope. That's March 15th. No one? Mary's the baby. All right, and so Mary's mom is the mom. Do you know Mary's mom's name? Anybody know Mary's mom's name? Anne. Yes, Saint Anne. All right. Now, just so you know, Saint Anne is the patron saint of teachers. All right, so all of your teachers know St. Anne and they pray to her all the time. All right, big question, Old Testament question. Or if you know the 1980s movies, you might be able to get it. All right, what is the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament? Anybody know what the old Ark of the Covenant? Yeah. All those people in the back row as they're going like, yeah, I remember that movie now. You know? What's that? Noah's Ark. Nope. But you're right, it was an ark. But the Ark of the Covenant. The Ten Commandments. Yes, the Ten Commandments were in the Ark of the Covenant. So the Ark of the Covenant is what Moses built, and they traveled around with it, and they had the Ten Commandments in it. It had some manna from the desert in it, and it had Joshua's stick on it. And it was, representing of God's presence, and it was God's presence. And if you saw the movie in the 80s, it was like something powerful because of God's presence. It was God's presence in the world. And so the Jews, the Hebrews, they traveled it around as they traveled around the desert, as they went into Israel as the land of milk and honey, they carried it along because it was God's presence. What is the Ark of the Covenant in the New Testament? Anyone know that one? This is not a 1980s movie. All right, back there. What was it? Jesus being born. Very close. You're almost there. You're like right on the tip. Right there on the tip. Okay, so close. The Ark of the Covenant in the New Testament. What's that? Jesus dying on the cross, okay? All right, you're understanding God's presence. But what was the God's presence inside? God's hands, yep, God's in God's hands, yep. All right, you're not going to get this one. Mary being pregnant, yes. Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. She's carrying God present in us. It, right there is God. She's carrying around, and so she walks and she visits Elizabeth, her cousin, and Elizabeth notices God's presence walking towards her. And also Joseph and Mary, as they're going into Bethlehem, the Ark of the Covenant comes back to the city of David. But that's why Mary needed to have that Immaculate Conception, conceived without original sin. Because she had a very important job of carrying Christ, of carrying Jesus, of being the new Ark of the Covenant, and bringing God into the world. And so Mary has this great privilege of the Immaculate Conception. We have the honor and privilege of knowing that Christ, that God, came down to live with us. That God came to us in this new Ark of the Covenant, and then was born, and then died on the cross, and then rose from the dead, and then ascended into heaven. And that is all those great things to remind us that God loves us, that God wants to be with us, that he wants us to spend eternity with him. So this great honor of the Immaculate Conception, Mary being born, being conceived without original sin, being born and having this sense of this purity, this pure person, this pure woman, so she can carry God within her, that she might bring us Christmas, that she might bring to us the birth, the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that not awesome? I think that is like the wildest, craziest, mind-blowing thing. I hope you think so too.